You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Aside from writing and maybe cooking, the next most significant activity or activities all relate to electricity. When you think of somebody having a hard time keeping Shabbos, it's usually not because they can't bake or they can't write. It's usually because they have a hard time with holding themselves back from electricity. So electricity is really, in our generation, the single most important aspect of keeping Shabbos. And there is an absolute lack of knowledge as far as what really is the issur of electricity. So people in the time of the late 1800s, one of the Achronim, I think it was Aruch HaShulchan maybe, or the Aruch Lanier, I don't remember who it was, said that it's Eish. There's a fire inside the walls, and there's no fire inside no walls, there's no fire inside no wires, it's not Eish. So what is electricity? One thing that is clear is that everybody holds that electricity is aser. Mm-hmm. That's something that is non-negotiable. That's something that is clear from all the poskim, pretty much. What is the aser? That is going to be subject to significant debate, and it continues to be subject to significant debate. And more so, is that an aser d'oraisa or an aser d'rabbanan? The Chazon Ish is one of the earlier... not the earliest at all. Chazon Ish is the most stringent suggestion of what is the violation of electricity. And we're going to see what he says. And the Chazon Ish is going to suggest that electricity is going to be asur d'oraisa. What I'd like to do tonight is go through the Chazon Ish, every phrase of the Chazon, I won't say every word, but every phrase of the Chazon Ish is laden and pregnant with meaning and deep meaning, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what he means, but he means that every single phrase he writes. And there's a very, very, very long tshuva, Rav Shlomo Zalman, about 15 pages long, that dissects the Chazon Ish's suggestion word by word and tries to argue on every point that the Chazon Ish writes. So the Chazon Ish is going to say that electricity is asur d'oraisa. Let's look at the Chazon Ish on the bottom of page 1, and after that we'll come back to some other earlier sources. What we're going to be doing primarily, after we go through whatever the Chazon Ish were able to go, we're going to go through the Rav Shlomo Zalman's critique of the Chazon Ish in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Shailos HaTshuva Sefer, that's Milchas Shlomo. So let's see the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shabbos talks about electricity. And look at, again, he says he's very short in words, but each phrase is going to be pregnant with meaning. On the bottom, Od Yesh Bazeh, in the small Rashi script, in addition, whatever he said earlier about electricity, he says, furthermore, there's also an electricity, Mishum Tikkun Mana. What's Tikkun Mana? Tikkun Mana is akin to Makeh B'Patish. Tikkun Mana is basically creating a kli, making a kli, finishing off a kli. Why? Let's try to understand these words. Now keep in mind, electricity is not a word, is not a term that was used nor described in any earlier Svarim, so he's going to have to use very descriptive words, borrowed terms, because there is no terminology in Hebrew for explaining electricity. So why is there an Isser of Tikkun Mana? Kevan, because, this is what his problem with electricity is. Shema amido al tchunaso, you set it up on its characteristics, lizrom, to flow, es zerem hachashmal, the electric flow, bitmidus, continually. What did that say? It's tikkun mana because you're setting something up on the way it's supposed to be made, the way it's supposed to function, to flow electricity continually. Meaning, if it wouldn't flow continually, maybe it wouldn't be asur d'oraisa. But if you're setting something up to flow continuously, that would make it asur d'oraisa, because you're creating a status of something new. It would be on and off, on and off, on and off. Maybe that's not creating something new. Maybe that's like, we'll see what the Shlomo Zalman will call it. But says the Chazon Ish, since you're doing it, you're setting it up. When I turn on a light, it's not going to turn off by itself. The light's going to stay on. And therefore, that setting up this light circuit to do what it's supposed to do. Until now, you had a light circuit that wasn't doing anything, it wasn't a circuit. Now it's doing what it's supposed to do, and it's going to stay that way. Hold first point. Continues the Chazon Ish with the second point. V'karov hadavar dezebona min hatorah. He says it's almost, or just about is, or it's very reasonable to assume that it's bona min ha-Torah. Ke'ose kli. As though you're making a kli. Now this is, again, Chazanish knows all this, but he's stepping his feet, he's dipping his feet into very, very murky waters. And that's because he's saying that you're doing bona, you're making a kli, and that's bona. Now we know that when you make a kli, that there is no bona, because we know the Gemara says explicitly, it's machlokas, but we paskin ein binyan bekelim. So if there's ein binyan bekelim, that means if you make a kli, that's not bona. If you make a house, anything that's attached to the ground, that could be bona. But anything that's not attached to the ground, it's not real estate, you can't do bona on a chair, you can't do bona on a table, you can't do bona when you build a computer, you can't do bona when you build a, you know, anything except for something that's real estate. Yeah, that's the only thing that bona is.
It's part of the structure. That's when you sell that structure, that's going with it.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're not there yet. He's going to mention that point, but we're not there yet.
What about opening an umbrella?
That's not bona.
So what's that?
That's a good. What is it? It's a good question. Oh, on some levels, it's not bona. That's a good question. Now let's back up. Now that we saw those words, we could back up to see some Rashi in Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet, just about five lines above the Chazon Ish. Rashi is talking about a case. The Gemara talks about a certain thing that you build. That if you build it, the building process of this item, a certain kind of tanur, a certain kind of oven, a brick oven, you could violate like 10, 11, 20 aveir d'oraisas. And Rashi points out that none of them will be bona, building this oven. Umishim bona leka l'chiyuve, says Rashi, lo b'chavis, not in the manufacturing process of a barrel, nor of a tanur, lo b'kvaris, in a certain kind of other container. De'ein binyan b'kelim. There's no binyan b'kelim. And therefore, we could apply all the melachas we want, but anything that's, as long as it's not real estate, you can't apply bona to it. You could say that you're fixing and you could say that you're doing all kinds of things, but anything that's not real estate, the melacha of bona cannot apply. So how can the Chazon Ish say that when you complete a circuit, when you turn on an electrical item, that's bona? Look at the next, look at Tosus. Tosus, that's the Mesach HaShavos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, quotes Rashi, and he says, let's go back to a previous source. Look on the top of the Amud, on top of my Shia. I'm sorry, Shabbos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a discussion of Amita Shel Tarsiyim. Who are the Tarsiyim? Tarsiyim were people. I don't know if it was Rashi says Tarsiyim are Tzorfin Echoshes or Gadiyim. There was a profession. They were either copper workers, coppersmiths. I'm not sure what Gadiyim are, but they were coppersmiths or some other profession. And they would go from city to city. They would be like gypsies, and they'd have a bed in there that they would made out of poles. Imagine you have like a bunch of poles all put together and some fabric to lie on. They'd attach it, make a bed, disattach it, put the poles in their knapsacks, go to the next city and settle there for a few days, and they'd carry their bed with them. Detachable bed that would come together and apart and together and apart. Look at Rashi. It was a mita, a bed that had different pieces to it that you could put together. So if you build that bed on Shabbos, the Gemara says, Yuchai v'chatas. That means it's an Issa d'oraisa. Rashi says, what's the problem with building a bed? What word did I use? I said the word building. So you'd think maybe that's bona, right? Says Rashi. When you build this bed, this is the beginning and the end, meaning you're making an entire kli. V'nimtza oseh kli, you're making a kli on Shabbos. Because you're starting out with some poles, and you're ending up with a bed. V'chayev mishum, what's that a violation of on a d'orais level? Makeh b'patish. What is makeh b'patish? Makeh b'patish is the av l'chol gomri malacha. It's sort of the catch-all. It's like the Shema Koleinu. It's the thing that incorporates everything. For what? For whenever you finish a malacha. Okay, we're not going to learn makeh b'patish right now, but let's learn, what about, why isn't it bona? V'lo mishum binyan, says Rashi on the Gemara, de'ein binyan b'kelim. So even though you take a kli, you take a pole, and another pole, and another pole, and another pole, and a vertical pole, and a horizontal pole, you stick them all together, and you make a bed, that can't be bone. Why? Ain't benim bekelim.
What if it's not permanent? It's going to be put together, taken apart, and it's...
That's clearly what we're talking about. And still, it's considered makom patish, but of course it won't be bone.
How is it separate? Is makom patish focusing on the person?
Makom patish is one of the 39 melachas. Bone is a different one of the 39 melachas. They're not related. They look alike because you're making things, you're building stuff.
Right.
But there are two different melachas in the Torah entirely. Makom patish is putting a finishing on finishing touch on something, making a kli, and bona means building, as in building a house. But with that in mind, look at Tosfos. Skip down to the middle of the page, about 60% down. Tosfos in Shabbos Ayin Daled Amud Beis, on the same Gemara where Rashi said that you don't violate bona, but when you build a barrel or a tanur, says Tosfos ve'ein ira. When you build that bread that we were just speaking of, that's when there's no bona bekelim. Or a menorah shel chulios. Let's say they would have a menorah, candelabra, where each of the wings, each of the branches, had to be screwed on. Does any of you have a collapsible menorah? Some of you might have it, or at least part of it, where you could take the six branches that are coming out of the stem, or the eight branches coming out of the stem, and each one is disattachable. Well, if you would attach them all, that would not be bona. If you put a bed together, that would not be bona. There we would say, Yamrin and Dein Bini Bekim. Aval, this is a Chiddush of Tosfos, I underlined it. Aval, Kisha Oste Legamrei Kol HaKli, then yes, Mechayev Mishum Bona. Tosfos says, when you make entirely a Kli, from A to Z, that would be bona. What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that when you just put things together, that's not bona. That's maybe Makom Patish, it's not bona. But when you make something A to Z, you start from scratch to finish, then it's going to, yes, be considered bona. What's the difference between Makom Patish and bona? What's the difference between assembling something which is only Makom Patish and building something from scratch that's bona? I'm not really sure. How are we going to define? Why is putting together a bed that has pieces and assembling a bed, that's considered makom patish? But if you have something that's assembled A to Z, that's going to be bona. Rashi said, ain't binyan b'kem. But Tosfos says, no, but if you do it A to Z, it is bona. With this in mind, this is what the Chazanish was thinking about. When the Chazanish said that when you turn on a fan, you turn on the electrical circuit, you flip the fan with a switch to turn the fan. So now you have a circuit. That, says the Chazanish, is doing what? It says, though you built a fan from scratch, which is funny. I thought I had a fan. It's just not plugged in. Then you plug it in, you turn the switch, all of a sudden now you just, by plugging it in, by turning on the switch, what did you just do?
Make a fan.
You made a fan. Not just made a fan, not just assembled a fan. You mamish made it A to Z. You created something that was a hunk. What do you call a fan without electricity?
Paperweight.
Yeah, I guess a paperweight or a hunk, a chunk of plastic and metal. Meaningless chunk of plastic and metal. And by you introducing electricity, what did you do? You made it from nothing more than a chunk of hunk of metal, a chunk of plastic and metal, and turned it into a purposeful fan. That, he says, is akin to making a kli A to Z, and there we would say bona, even by Caleb.
Is it connected to the house? What's it connected to?
We didn't say that yet. Oh. No, right now we're talking about even if it's not connected to the house.
You plug it into the wall.
That's going to be the next 5 words.
You
mentioned
the shower.
I apologize. I meant just turning on electricity. I meant just turning it on.
It's also part of the structure.
Whatever we're talking about now could be with a battery also, where there's no wall. We'll mention the wall in a moment. We didn't mention anything in the wall yet. We'll talk about it soon.
Because the going on making the fan functional, the fan, or the fact that you're creating electrical circuits, it says,
yeah, so hang, you're asking, hang in. He'll probably address both points. But let's see that inside. Continues the Chazon Ish with the point that Rabbi Fine and Rabbi Flam mentioned a moment ago. He said, this is bonum in HaTorah, when you ka'osa kli, you're making a kli, meaning the way he's saying is when you make a circuit, it's like you're making a kli from 0 to 100, from A to Z. And then he adds, and even more so kan, v'kol shekein kan, even though there's a discussion, maybe ein benin b'kelim, kol shekein kan, hachut, shekol hachut, and all the wires, mechubaran labayis, are plugged into the wall, and then it turns into what? V'heveli kibona b'mechubar. That's bona b'mechubar, that's a higher level of bona, that's a bona that everyone holds from. It's not just building a kli, which we said really not, unless it's A to Z. No, if you plug it into the wall, that's like bona b'mechubar. We're not going to have a problem of, ein binyan b'kelim, because it's attached to the house. Eladino k'mechubar. Fine. But he says, ultimately, even if you wouldn't plug it into the house, even if it would be battery-operated, he says, anyway, it would still be bona, because you're making a kli. What do you mean you're not making kli? The fan was a fan, that's why you paid $70 for this? If you had to make it when you brought it home, you wouldn't pay so much money for it. You paid $70 for this fan because there was a fan in the store. And you brought it home. He says, no. You bought nothing more than a chunk of plastic and metal, and by you plugging it in, it turned into, let's see, a few more. We have to see a little bit more, and then we'll take questions, because you have to see what he says more. One more. There are another few lines of the Chazanish that we have to see. Here we have Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he read this Chazanish that we just read together when he was about, I think he was about 19, or I think he was like 21 years old when he read this Chazanish. And it was just around the time that his mother, Rav Shlomo Zalman's mother, needed a hearing aid. So he was investigating the sugya of electricity. And he read this Chazanish, and it bugged him. He didn't like what it said. So he wrote a letter to the Chazanish. And the Chazanish wrote him back. And he wrote another letter to the Chazanish, telling him that he didn't like the Svaras. Remember, the Chazanish was the towering giant of immense proportions, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is a 21-year-old kid.
In those days, 21 years old meant you know like half a shas,
right? A lot more than half a shas. Rav Shlomo Zalman, at the time he was 21, knew a lot more than half a shas.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, he was still the Chazanish. If Rav Shlomo Zalman had learned shas 15 times by the time he was 21, the Chazanish had learned it 150 times. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman realizes, he says in this tshuva, he says, I didn't write back a third time the Chazanish because I was terrified to argue with him. That's what he writes. He writes in this tshuva. So he had what to say, and he writes this in this tshuva, as we'll read it, and he'll present to us what his concerns were. But he says, I didn't want to write back to the Chazanish because I was just terrified to write to the Chazanish and disagree with him again. But let's see another piece in the Chazanish that will add a little bit more of the Chazanish's perspectives of electricity, and then we're going to try to dissect them and understand them a little bit more deeply. I'm going to show you another. If you could turn to page 3.
A quick question. When you take the plug out of the wall, what does that mean that's left attached to the wire?
An outlet?
No. Is that called a fan? What do you call that thing?
Oh, by disattaching, turning off electricity?
Yeah, what do I call that?
That would be dismantling, soser.
No. But what is that physical entity called now? Before we said it's not called a
fan. It's a hunk of plastic now. It's worthless. I don't know why you call it a fan. It doesn't blow.
Yeah, because if you went like this, it would go around.
Okay, let's see. He's going to make this point. Let's see how he's going to make this point right now. And this is another point that we're going to see. On the top of page 3, let's read the Chazanish's first letter in response to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And here the Chazanish introduces another point, which I sort of said, maybe I jumped the gun when I said it. Here he introduces something a little bit different. V'zel ashan v'mechtav harishan, top of page 3. He's quoting the Chazon Ish, the first letter of the Chazon Ish, directly to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Chibur chut hachashmal, when you connect the electric wire, ma'orer koach hachashmali, it awakens the electrical koach, the electrical current, hamut ba b'chut atzma, that is part and parcel of the nature of the wire, meaning electricity is the flow of electrons. Right? That means that there are electrons inside the wire even before you have electricity there. Electricity just creates a polarity or creates a lack of equilibrium, so the electrons are running through the wire. But there are electrons already there in the wire. The electricity, making part of the circuit, just makes the electrons run to and fro. Am I right? You're the electrical engineer. We have two engineers here tonight, so I have to... be careful. No, oh boy. But please, fill in if I'm saying...
It's interesting that he writes this, because it means he clearly understood
what... This is the 1950s, he was saying this.
Well, not just that. He went and investigated what electricity really is doing.
Yeah.
It's not a, black box.
Right. Yes. You'll see that. And that's part of the guts of their... They talk about the magnetic fields. I cut it out because I was not in the Gaeta. So he talks about the magnetic fields that are causing the AC current, DC current. I'm not getting into that. But okay. Let's look back into this Chazon Ish. The italicized words are all the Chazon Ish's words. The block print is Rishon Zayin. So when you connect turn on the electrical circuit, you're being ma'orer, you're awakening that electrical capacity that metals have, that conductive metals have. They have those electrons that could flow. If you put the electrical circuit on, you're allowing them to flow. Okay, skip to the end of the second line. V'ha'amada, and setting it up, amas kunta, in the way it's supposed to be used, meaning setting this fan up as a fan, ayideh ha'chibur, by connecting the circuit, completing the circuit, you make the fan work as a fan. You take that switch that was, what happens when you have an electrical circuit? If it's closed, that means the switch, picture a circle. A circle that has a hole in it will not allow the electricity to travel around in a circle. If that hole is, that which is like a flap, is closed, now you do have that electrical circuit. So when you close that flap, otherwise known in English as a switch, which is what you're doing when you're flipping a switch, that flipping of the switch becomes part and parcel. Nasa hachut hamufsak, that switch, that little bit of metal that was in the switch, which until now was not part of the circuit, it was just part of the circuit that was not a circuit, when you flip it, it becomes guf echad im mechonas hachashmal. It becomes part and parcel of the fan. Then we're going to consider it bona for the following two reasons. Look at what he says. Mishum herkev haprakim ze'im ze'. Because you're joining pieces together. You're joining pieces together. Now I thought joining pieces together is like binyan bekelim and ein binyan bekelim. But he says something interesting. He says the fact that they are joined together via the electrical current that's running through them joins them in a way greater than if you would just nail them together or glue them together or screw them together. That means if I take the different pieces of this chair and I connect this to this to this to this to this to this to this, that would be binyan bekelim, and maybe we hold ain binyan bekelim. If that was a bed, I would not be chayev for bona, because that's not building. But you know what? If I unite all the parts of this item by the electricity running through it, that, he says, is connecting the different parts of this item in a more connective way, in a stronger way, than the fact that I just welded or tied or screwed. That electrical connection is a deeper kind of connection which halacha in atosis, which we're not going to see right now, calls teka. Teka is when you connect two things very tightly, and if they're connected very tightly, That could be bona. That's A. And B, look at B. The tikkun achut atzmo mimaves lechayim have a bona. When you set up this circuit, this wire, you're changing it from maves to chayim, and that's bona. What is in the world does that mean? You're changing this wire, you're changing the circuit from dead to alive, and that's bona. What is he saying? You're giving life to this circuit. That's bona. Deep. Yeah, what's touching that?
Potential
to
Where's our electricians over here?
What? It's giving life. And that makes it bona. So there are two ways.
Because before you close the switch, it's not capable of doing anything.
It's dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. And you're giving it life. You're injecting that life force into this appliance. That's called bona. If I would take two pieces of wood, connect them, and attach the other pieces, and hang the mattress from it, that would not be bona. But if I take a dead fan, and I inject electricity into it, and now it starts to whir and to spin, that is called bona. That's more of a building than just putting pieces together, giving it life. That he calls bona. Where do you see? Okay, hold on. Let's jump to the second. Fine. So now we're going to analyze a few of the things that the Chazon Ish said. He said a few things, and we're going to have to analyze them. Let's turn back. Let me try to clarify one point, which is a machlokes achronim and how to understand the Chazon Ish. I'm going back to page 2, in the middle of page 2. Hold a second, please. What would happen, and this is going to be a litmus test to see if we understand the Chazon Ish. Let's say there's a blackout. There's no electricity running through the house. And I have a fan plugged into the wall, let's say, or not plugged into on a battery, but there's no, like, let's say plugged into the wall. But there's no electricity in the house. There's no electricity on this side of town. This side of 78 has no electricity. I take a fan and I flip it to on. What did I just do?
Nothing.
I didn't turn it on, but I completed the circuit.
Maybe a mux issue.
No, you completed the physical. Not the
correct. That's what I wanted you to say. Good. I completed the physical circuit. Was that bona?
No, but you did complete the circuit because there's no circuit.
The circuit is completed through the whole circuit.
Yeah, physically I completed a circuit. That's what the electrical engineer told me.
It's not a circuit until you get to the other end.
There's a break there at some point that's not completing a circuit.
Let's say there is electricity and I turned it on. So anything that my action was identical, whether there's electricity on this side of the 878 or there's no electricity on the 878.
My action
is identical. You're saying that what ends up happening because of my action might be different.
I take two pieces of wood. My action is the same thing. I'm putting things together. It's not. If you don't have a circuit, you're putting together two pieces of wood. There's nothing there.
Okay. So let's just fine tune this, because I think when people walked in tonight, even if those who knew the Chazon Ish might have had a certain perception. What I'm trying to say is what Reb Shmuel Greinemann, the Chazon Ish's nephew, actually understands like this. Let's back up. I'm sorry. I jumped too far. If you have no electricity on this side of town, blackout, and you turn on the fan, it's not going to whir, it's not going to spin, but you flip the switch to the on position. Is that bona?
No, same thing. You turn it, flip to the on position.
What does it mean when the Chazon Ish said that creating a circuit, that completing a circuit is bona? Well, this really should answer my question. If you assume that it's a physical act of completing a circuit, well, I flipped it on and I completed a circuit. And I should be chayev for bona. If you assume that, I'm not talking about currents, I'm talking about what I did. I flipped the switch, now there's a full circle in this fan. The fan has now a full circle of electrical wire that is a complete circle. On the other hand, if you assume that since there's no electricity going through the wires, even though I close the physical circuit, but there's no life force in it, thank you, there's no spiritual circuit, that I didn't do Bona now, while there's a blackout.
But every time we have to say that we want to trap something, you have a fenced in area, if there are two doors, you close one, you're not trapping it if the other door is open. The fact that you did your action, unless it's closed beforehand, you're completing it.
Well, let's say there is electricity.
There's
if there is electricity, if there is electricity, my act is the same. I'm trying to compare the same act.
Right, your act is the same on Shabbos, not closed door. It's not safe, it's not trapping, unless the other side is closed as well. If I close one fence and the other side is open, my same act is not. I'm not chayav for Shabbos on that.
Okay, that's fine. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes. So what we're coming out is the following: when the Chazanish says that completing a circuit is bona, he doesn't mean that physically flipping the switch and connecting a circuit so that there's a full circuit inside the fan, that's not the bona, says Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Gwenerman, the nephew of the Chazanish, did learn the Chazanish like that. And therefore, if you would flip the switch on when there's a blackout, and guess what? An hour later, the electricity comes back on. Did you do anything?
You arranged for it to come on when the electricity...
Exactly, that would be grama, indirect causation.
Right.
You set up a situation right now, but you didn't do bona.
Delay.
That's what Shlomo Zalman says. But Shmuel Greinemann understood, no. When he read the Chazon Ish, that creating a circuit is bona, he thought that physically you're putting together the circuit. There's a circuit is a Y, is a circle. That's either not a full circle, or yes, a full circle. And that's the bone of the Chazon Ish. That's how Rav Shmuel Greinemann understood the Chazon Ish. Comes from Shlomo Zalman, says absolutely not. And therefore, he's saying like what I think most people here are saying, that the bone of the Chazon Ish is not a physical matter. It's not that you physically made a circle. Rather, it's that you harnessed electricity to create something meaningful. That's the bone of the Chazon Ish. Again, the bone of the Chazon Ish is not that you complete a circuit physically, it's that you made electricity flow through an item to make it a useful item, to transform this item from a hunk of plastic and metal to a purposeful fan. That's the bone that the Chazon Ish is saying is also daraisa on Shabbos. Not what people might have thought 20 minutes ago before they came to the shir that, oh yeah, the Chazon Ish holds a circuit is bone because you completed a circuit. It's not physical. It's the fact that that is a not a physical connection, but a significant conceptual accomplishment of transforming through the electrical current that's running through it and making this a meaningful object. That's the bona that the Chazon Ish was talking about. That's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman says on the bottom of page 2. He's medayikin in a few of the in three Chazon Ishes.
I'm saying the idea of this.
How does the Chazon Ish know this?
Yeah,
it's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says is when the Chazon Ish used the words that when you closed the circle, you made it me'maves l'chaim, you gave it life, that's what the Chazon Ish means. It's not just that you physically close the circuit, is that you gave life to this item, to this hunk of plastic, and gave it a new identity because of the electricity that's running through it. Okay. Fine. Based on what we just said, we could come out with a fascinating nafkamina halacha lemaisa. Let's say, gentlemen, you forgot to close the light in your fridge. You left the fridge and you left your light in your fridge on Friday afternoon. But you know what? Right now, you listen to your fridge, and the motor is not running. So if the motor is not running, that means the circuit is closed, right? The circuit is closed, but there's no electricity running through it. Is that true? If the motor is
no.
not running?
The light will come on regardless.
Motor is two separate things.
The light will come on regardless.
If the no, but we'll get to that in a minute. We're gonna come back to light in a minute. If the refrigerator is not running, is there electricity running through the circuit?
Through the motor? No.
The motor?
No.
No. Fine.
It may be on the circuit, so you know.
Okay, so right now the refrigerator, you listen, put your ear to it, it's not running. So that means there's no electricity running through the circuit. Hold on, even though the circuit is physically closed, but there's no electricity running through the circuit right now. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that means that right now this motor is dead. So you know what I could do? I could pull the socket out of the wall. Why can I pull the socket out of the wall? Because what am I doing?
Nothing.
Muktzah, aside from muktzah. Getting to take care of muktzah, that's a side point. I don't want to get into muktzah. We can figure out a tayin for muktzah. Maybe I can pull out with my tooth, my mouth.
You mean every time the motor's off, you can't touch it?
So what the Shlomo Zalman is saying that this Havana of the Chazanish is going to come out, the gigantic Nafkamina. Now, if I see the motors off, I hear the motors off, there's no electricity running there, so that means the refrigerator is dead. If it's dead, could you pull the plug on a guy who's dead? Yeah, he's dead. So that's what I do. I'm going to pull the plug on a refrigerator that's dead. It's dead anyway. There's no electricity running through it. It's dead anyway. What are you doing? Are you breaking a circuit? Well, if you would say that physically there's a circuit, maybe you're physically doing something. But if we say that we don't care about the physical circuit, we care about the life force that the electrical flow is causing in this circuit, well, if there's no electrical flow flowing because the motor is off, I could unplug it while the motor's off. If I unplug it, guess what? Now I could open the fridge and get whatever I want, and I don't have to worry about the light going on.
You're worried about the food spoiling. Yeah.
Loosen the
bulb. Open the door, you pull up the plug because you're allowed to.
Yeah.
And then you open the door. There's nothing. The light doesn't go on. Right. You can unscrew the light bulb.
That's a different problem.
And then plug in again.
Well, you can't plug it in, of course.
Yeah.
And you can't unscrew the light bulb, of course.
Because
why can't you plug it in?
You can't plug it in again?
If the motor is not running,
because when you plug it in, the second you plug it in, the electricity is going to go on. It's going to go on right away.
No delay, yeah.
It's going to turn on immediately.
If you plug it back in, it's going to go on right away.
No.
What shut off the...
Oh, if it's not, if it's still cold...
That shut off is the thermostat.
Okay, maybe.
I don't think all refrigerators...
Okay, that could be. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says is going to come out from this understanding. That means even according to the Chazon Ish, remember the Chazon Ish is super duper machmir and is assuming that electricity is also Doraisa, we're saying, but it's only the electrical flow that's also Doraisa, the creation of the electrical flow, not the physical closing or opening of the circuit.
What is special about electrical flow?
Well, that's what we're trying to explain. The Chazon Ish is saying.
What if you have a circuit like your house is by the river and you get some hydroelectric. You just let the water.
Yeah. We're going to go there. That's what Shlomo Zalman is going to say. What you're saying. He's going to say what you're saying.
Using water
yeah,
power.
There's no problem using water power. There's no problem using water power.
But you're bringing.
So Rav Shlomo. So that's going to be part of Rav Shlomo's. What you're saying is very, very precisely Rav Shlomo Zalman's critique of the Chazon Ish. Exactly what you're saying is what Rav Shlomo Zalman argues. Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to argue that all electricity is, and we're going to get there hopefully, is the flow of electrons, and the flow of electrons through a pipe should be no different than the flow of water through a pipe. And in the same way you can harness on Shabbos the flow of water through a pipe to make something turn. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to use the flow of electrons to make that same fan turn. That's going to be Shlomo Zalman's critique of the Chazon Ish. 100%, yes. But your example of the flow of water is better because that's more similar to what the flow of electrons that's occurring inside the wire. That's what Shlomo Zalman is going to posit. Not like what we're saying about the Chazon Ish.
The
Chazon Ish is arguing that the very fact that you're giving life to this kli is itself bona.
But that's the same water.
What's the wire with electricity?
That's going to be Ruslan Zalman's question on the Chavetz.
What's the wire with electricity?
Hold on. Hold on. Let's look on page 4. In the a little bit above the middle, about 40% down, there's a big bays. The second at the end of the second line, after the big bays, about 40% down. It seems to me, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to kamoshet sinur chalul. If you have a pipe that is hollow, shumalik mayim ogaz, that's filled with air, filled with a gas, filled with the water. The miyad kishemosifin lahachnis bo old mayim ogaz. When you add on one side of the pipe more water or gas, what's going to happen? It's going to cause that gas or water to flow. Hey, maschilim, take a flizrom, it's going to start flowing. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's exactly what happens with electricity. Kach gam hachashmal hativi. We said before that if you have a conductive metal, there are electrons in that wire. There are electrons there. And they are moving a little bit. But if you push, if you create a polarity, a polar dissonance, what do you call it?
Voltage.
That's called a voltage?
Yeah.
Okay, if you create a voltage, that's the word? You create a voltage, a difference in
pressure.
Potential, an electrical potential. You're just causing that to flow. The natural electricity, what he's saying is something brilliant. Rav Shlomo Zalman understood that there is electricity. You don't need electricity. There's always electricity inside of any metal. There's always electricity inside of any metal. You don't need a battery, you don't need a generator, there's electricity there, there's the flow of electrons. But it's eino zorim klal mi'atzmo, it doesn't flow by itself, because it's balanced. But after you have the generator or a power plant, mosifin, it adds ba'od mitan chashmoli, more oomph, more electrical oomph, by creating that voltage. Humaska litchof es electronim, it begins to push the electrons. Is this accurate or not accurate?
It's very clear, but it's not exactly true.
Okay.
So here's the problem. Electricity isn't that one
electron pushes another
from the power source all the way through. It's each one just passing.
It's like the bucket brigade.
Okay.
So it's almost like it's a theoretical circuit. There's no real.
Fine, but that fine. That's okay. It's still conceptually that could be okay. It doesn't mean that electron A ran from the power plant in Lilco, out 4 miles down on Long Island,
right.
And comes and runs all the way through the pipes very quickly into my house and until he's like on a treadmill and makes my fan spin.
Right.
Yeah,
okay, but that's still fine. Even if it's like a fire brigade, that's still okay.
It's a chain reaction. So
that's fine. That won't change anything. That won't change anything. He says either way, it's that when you have a balance or you don't have a voltage, everything stays the same. Once you cause that voltage, or you cause that, I don't want to call it pressure in the physical sense, but you cause that push, whatever it is, that force, but it's not, it's electrical, not a physical force. The kevan shekain, einena shona klal, it's no different. Mizerem shel mayim, like that the status is no different than a flow of water, ogaz v'ruach, or a wind. And just like you're allowed to use, you're allowed to harness, if you have wind blowing, could you hook up, you have wind blowing a wind vane, you have a weather vane on your roof, could you attach that to anything else, to downstairs,
yeah.
Just hook up something that will, just like the wind vane is turning, something that, not a generator, I don't want to stay away from electricity, it's turning the wind vane on the weather vane on your roof, you just attach some kind of pulley. So we'll turn some
fan
down in my bedroom to blow on me. There's nothing else about that. No one should ever say there's anything wrong with that. Except for Shlomo Zalman, just like you could harness the wind to do that, or the water to do that, why can't you harness electrons to do that?
That's what I asked. What's the difference about electricity?
Shlomo Zalman says there isn't. And he says, okay, I understand that there's conceptually a little bit of a difference, because with the, and this might be what you said before, when you have a pipe, water runs through the pipe. When you have a pipe of that has forced air or steam, you have a pipe with gas running through it. As opposed to when you have electricity running through wires, running through the metal, it's not that there's metal that holds electrons that run through it. The electrons, the electricity is the metal. The metal is the electricity. I think that's what you were saying.
Correct.
So Shlomo Zalman, that's the next. He says, I realize that when it comes to electricity, it's not that it's a pipe holding water, a pipe holding gas, allowing the gas or the water to run through the pipe. No, here when it comes to electricity, the electrons are chelik me'atzmusa, the end of the first line of that last paragraph. As opposed to water, which just flows through an empty space in a pipe, I realize that that's different. And what are you doing when you press, when you close a circuit, when you press a switch, I underline it, shalachita al kaftar, when you press a button, or you make a circuit, kedeliskor ma'agal, to close a circuit, enorak, what are you doing? All you're doing is, this is how Rav Shlomo Zalman views using electricity. All it's doing is, rak ka'asiyas gesher. All you're doing is making a bridge to allow electrons to flow. What's usher about making a bridge? If there's water flowing from there till there, could I put my arms out and let the water flow over my arms and connect the water flowing from there to there? An aqueduct. You know, an aqueduct has a water flow and one brick falls out of the aqueduct and all the water is going to drip down and we're not going to get water to where we have to get. I could stick my body in there and let the water flow right over me. So if I could do that, I'm allowed to make a gesher. I'm allowed to put a plank there to help this stuff flow. So all I'm doing when I'm closing that switch, when I'm pressing a button to make that switch, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm just making a bridge to allow, to give a place for those electrons to flow. And that, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, should not be a problem. I want to finish off. There's a lot to do here. I want to finish with one or two more points. This is a point I made. Who is at Mincha Ma'ariv today? Okay. At Mincha Ma'ariv, we pointed out that if you're in an apartment building, I know in my own, now I don't know how my heat works, but in my apartment building, Washington Heights, the way it works is like this. There was a heater in the basement, there was a furnace in the basement that boiled water, or hot, steam or oil. I don't know, one of those three. And it, because it was very hot, the heat would flow up these pipes that would go into every apartment, and there would be a pipe in each room of the apartment that had hot water or hot steam or hot oil in that pipe, and that would give the heat to all the rooms in the apartment building.
Radiator.
A radiator, yes. If you wanted to have more heat in the room, what you did is you turned the valve and you allowed more water, hot water or hot steam or hot oil to travel through the pipes of your radiator. If you want less heat in your room, you want it to be colder, you close the valve and allow a little bit less steam or water or hot oil to go through the pipes in your room. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Adjust the amount of hot water that's traveling through a pipe?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You have a spout on the coffee machine here. Are you allowed to press the spout and allow water to travel through that spout?
Yes.
Of course. We all use the coffee machine on Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what happens when you're using electricity? Look at the top line on page, the top paragraph on page 5. The last line of the top paragraph. Memela nira, dekemosha posteach osoger, just like when you open or close, as veres haradiator, the faucet, the valve of the radiator, eno chashuv kabonav esoser. That's not called bona, that's not called soser. When you're opening it, it's not called bona, when you're closing it, it's not called soser. So why should you tell me that when you open or close a circuit and allow that same, instead of water or heat or steam to flow, there are electrons flowing, why should that, yes, be called bona? What Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, I don't understand why the Chazal is using the word bona. There's no bona here. It's just allowing a flow or not allowing a flow. That's not called bona. Then look at the bottom of the page, page number 5. We'll finish with this. Let's say I have a wind-up fan. Works on a spring. You attach the spring and it, you know, it pulls, and then when you release it, the spring releases and it spins and blows a fan, and it blows as a fan. That's how all those cars that the 5-year-olds have. You pull it back, you pull it back, you pull it back. What happens when you pull it back and then you release it? When you pull it back, you're winding up a spring. When you release it, the spring is released, and shoop, shoots out. So what happens if it wasn't a matchbox car? It was a fan that was turning, which is the same thing that's happening inside that matchbox car. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you're pressing the button on that fan, what are you doing? He says, there's no malacha that's happening. You're causing something to move? Well, who says there's anything wrong causing something to move? You're allowed to cause things to move with a spring, so why should you not be able to cause other things to move with some other force, not a spring, rather electricity? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's on the bottom. So, Kitzuro Shel Davar, look at the bottom. He says, the Kitzur, even though there's machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, that we saw at the very first point in today's shir, whether there's something that if you put that bed together, Rashi says it's only makabe patish, and Tosas says, no, it's bona. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's all true when you are putting something together, forming something together from A to Z at most, or you're creating something, you're adding things together, you're joining things, then you could talk about makabe patish, you could talk about bona. But when something's already built, you have a fan that's already built, and you're just allowing electricity to flow through it, and it's already built, you're not putting something together, that's not called bona. That's not called makabe patish. Makabe patish and bona are only when you connect things. Turning on a switch is not connecting things that are different parts and making a kli. Rather, it's just, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not like the Chazon Ish, it's just providing a flow. It's providing that bridge for the electrons to flow from there to there. That's all you're doing. And therefore, it should be no different. Therefore, it is different than building a kli, building a house, certainly even building a kli, where you're putting things together, because here, everything is there. You're not building a fan. You have a fan here. Just there's no electrons flowing in the fan. So whereas the Chazon Ish says that when you create the circuit, you are giving life to a fan. You are turning a fan from a chunk of metal and plastic into a fan. That's how the Chazon Ish says. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, absolutely not. I have a fan, I had a fan, I bought a fan, and I always have a fan. Even when it's not plugged in, it's a fan. The only difference is, are you allowing the electrons to flow through it or not allowing the electrons to flow through it? And there's nothing wrong with making things turn, and there's nothing wrong with making electrons flow, just like you can make anything else flow through a pipe on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman rejects this Chazon Ish and says there's no reason to call it bona, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that there will not be an Issa Daraisa when it comes to creating muksa, when it comes to harnessing electricity on Shabbos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.